Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
I am so excited, ladies, for this hour. And Sam is blushing and doesn't want to have anything to do with this.
I'm only speaking to the ladies right now.
Mm-hmm. Because I remember reading this story in the Kansas City Star a couple of months ago. And believe it or not, sales of romance novels are booming. They were up 52% last year. They're up another 35% in the first 6 months of 2023, and up and up and up the numbers go. Explanations vary. Some credit something called Book Talk, an influential community of TikTok readers and authors, for boosting the genre among Gen Zers. But a local woman named Carly Morton says the story had been noticing. She reads romance almost exclusively and knew there was a market for lifting up female voices who are authors, and a market for specifically the genre of romance, okay? So I'm out shopping today, and I'm at one of my favorite little boutique places, and I walk by this booth, and it says Smitten Boutique. And what we noticed about it immediately were all of these hearts were hanging from the ceiling and then like ripped out pages of old, old books. It's just very cute the way it's all set up. And so we wander in there and I'm like, what is this? And we start looking at some of the titles, and there was one little section of banned books, which made me happy because I think we should all be buying banned books. There was one little section of some books that you might recognize the titles, but then most of the other section were titles that I had never heard of, okay?
Okay.
And my girlfriend and I, who will not be named, were like wandering around at this boutique, and then we see a sign that says, basically, it's like, it's not a content warning, but it's a sign that essentially—
But it's a content
warning. No, it essentially says, hey, if you have questions about the content, you know, like if you're here with children or something, it is up to you to like look up what it is you're buying here. And so then we were like, okay, wait a minute. What is going on here? What is this? And some of the and none of the titles are steamy. It's more, think like the titles with, like back in the day where Fabio would be on the cover of these novels.
Right. It's not the titles that are steamy. It's the descriptions inside.
It's more, it's what we call the romance genre. And so what I love about this is that we now have this in our community because there is a huge demand for it. But also, Carly Morton, who was in this Kansas City Star article that I read a couple of months ago, was like, look, I'm going to open up a store specifically for this. Because that's how hot this market is right now. And I say hot, and I mean hot. I am so thrilled to have Carly Morton, owner of Under the Cover, join us on Dana and Parks. I am so excited to talk to you.
I'm excited to be on the radio.
So welcome on in. I read in that Kansas City Star article that this is like the number one genre out there or something. And it's been a couple months since I read the article, but I was like, wait, what? I would have guessed like crime would be the number one or like thrillers or something.
So it's like romance is, I'm going to guess like a third of all sales of fiction books.
Wow. About a third of all sales of fiction book is romance.
Yep.
So when even Sam was blushing, our producer, when I said I want to talk about this story, it's not all that content. I'm trying to be careful in case there are children in the car. And if there are, maybe you listen
every
to this later.
It
doesn't have to be that, but it can be that, right?
Yeah, because there's different levels of spice.
Oh, spice. That's what we call it. Okay.
Yeah, we'll call it spice. So there's like, you know, you can have not spicy and like closed door where like it doesn't happen in the pages.
Okay.
It's just implied.
It's implied then, spice. Okay.
Yeah, implied spice. And then all the way up to every single bit of the spice that you could possibly imagine.
Okay, so this is one of the quotes from the Kansas City Star article. Somebody said that even though romance is the number one fiction category, there are only 6 romance-only bookstores in the country. A few have opened since last year, including one in Wichita. That is shocking to me, Carly.
Yeah, and there's probably, like, because there's been a bit of an explosion of it recently, so I'd say there's probably closer to 20 to 25 in the whole country now. But yeah, just romance only.
And then how has this, you know, someone did a TikTok video about your store and it's called Under the Cover, which by the way, I think is brilliant. And
you
had hundreds of thousands of views of that. So how is your store doing?
We're doing great. And it was my friend Jess that did the TikTok. So she's still getting likes and comments and stuff. And then I made her my first full-time employee.
And remind everybody where you're located.
We are at 31st and Gillum. So we're close to Union Hill and Martini Corner.
Okay. And then are there local authors or is this, because I'm going to be honest, Carly, I think every woman in America read 50 Shades of Grey. I would have to go back and look and see how many bajillions of dollars that thing sold. I used to joke because I enjoy a good writer that I'm probably the only woman in America that got 3/4 of the way through it. And I didn't finish it because I thought the writing was so bad.
But I'm
guessing like as within all genres, the writing does not have to be bad.
Correct. So yes, there are local authors. There's a lot of them and a lot of them are on like bestseller list as well. And so in my store, we have a big section of local authors because I try to get as many as I can in the store
local.
To help, you know, because local.
Okay. By the way, since 50 Shades of Grey was released in 2011, the trilogy has sold 165 million copies. And then, of course, it was adapted into a film. Do you think that has something to do with this? Or are we still just riding the train of the popularity of those novels?
Well, that one, it feels like, it was more of the first one to go like mainstream and maybe, you know, not necessarily the first, but like the most read.
Yeah.
To go mainstream where it was started, like, it was sort of okay. Like, you know what? Women are going to read this and that's what we want to read. And, you know, I don't really care what anyone thinks about it.
So I'm going to be honest. I have never read a romance novel. Not one time. I read historical fiction. I read nonfiction. But I've never done it. But when I saw the article in the Star, I thought that is a great idea. I'm not saying I wouldn't do it, but I've just never done it.
Well, you maybe like, so I say you need a starter romance. And so, like, you know, an intro to romance where it's got a little spice, but heavy on the story, you know, like ease you into it.
What has the reaction been in the community or from women who come into the store?
I mean, we're busy a lot. We're people come in and like everyone's been super nice. I haven't got any hate mail or anything yet.
Right.
But everyone that comes in is great. And it, they say how much they like it or thank me for opening it here. Because, you know, when you go to Barnes & Noble or wherever, there's, like, the romance section is, like, a shelf, and that's all you get. And it's, like,
right. Just
bestsellers. And so here I have, like, I tried to stock as many, well, local authors, but also indie authors and marginalized authors just, to help get them out there, you know?
Is there an age limit to come into the bookstore?
Nope, not at all. I mean, people bring their kids in here all the time,
right.
And it's at their own risk.
Why is it a risk?
Well, you know, I mean, you know.
I thought it was just romance.
Is it hard? Okay, when women come in and they have questions, because I'm going to be honest, my girlfriend and I were giggling. We were giggling like children. I go, oh my. We opened a couple of these and I go, I can't. Are we supposed to read this? What am I supposed to do with this? I'm sure people have questions.
I always say, well, it's a safe space. Ask your question. And, like, the fun part is that when there's, like, groups of people in here, they'll just get talking to each other about books. And it's, like, really fun because someone will say, okay, I'm new to romance. Can you suggest a book for me?
Right.
And then I'll say, yeah, I can do that. And then someone will speak up and say, hey, I'm, you know, also new to romance, and I just read this one, and it was really good. And, like, it'll just... Everyone in the shop will be talking to each other. It's so cool, like, the way that works. Like, people just come together just so they can talk about books.
I love it. And, Carly, the other thing they sold at this little space today, and I don't know if you sell this, but I found it very funny. They sell book covers, like quilted book covers, so that if, like, I don't know, you're on the subway or something and you don't want someone to see your reading, like, I don't even know why you would cover it up, but you could, like, cover it up.
We have book sleeves, but it's more so that you can put your book in there. And, like, if you were throwing it in your bag or a backpack or something, it wouldn't get beat up and, like, the pages all bent.
Yeah.
So, like, we have a book sleeve for protection. And also we have bookmarks, but they're in a fun shape.
Carly, you have been a ton of fun. Thank you so much for joining us. The name of the store is Under the Cover at 31st and Dillon. And thank you for sharing some of your thoughts, and I wish you the best of luck. I truly do.
Yeah, thank you so much for letting me call in and talk to you.
I'll stop in someday, I promise, Carly. You be well.
You have to now.
You be well. Carly Morton, owner of Under the Cover. Why am I blushing? By the way,
it's
Sam.
It's even making you blush.
50 Shades of Grey was the fastest selling adult novel of all time.
Oh, I know. I had to hear all about it.
Which means it's the fastest selling novel of all time that isn't Harry Potter. That's according to The Guardian at the time.
I guess the massive difference for me is that men watch this stuff and don't talk about it.
Women read it.
And talk about it constantly.
Well, but that's one of my questions, because we were kind of giggling today in this, and it was a very small space.
Because when 50 Shades of Grey came out, I had to be subject to conversations from women in my life that I don't need to hear those conversations
what,
from.
Like your mom?
Yeah!
Like, stop talking to me about it! 913-586-7798. Did you know the romance genre is the number one fiction seller in the United States? Because that's new on me. Samuel?
You keep calling it romance.
Why can't we just talk about love? It's okay. We're all adults here.
We can absolutely talk about
love. You're listening to Dana and Parks. Sam goes, please, let's not take calls.
Yeah, so where are we going next? Because currently, and I'm not exaggerating, people are texting in things that I don't even know how to describe it without
let's
losing
not.
My
we
job.
We will not. We will not.
And I would greatly appreciate it, texters, if you stop describing those
Yes, we cannot do that.
Things.
What I am interested in talking about is the explosion in sales in these types of books, predominantly for women, not exclusively.
Really?
And the fact that we are now starting to see standalone bookstores for romance novels.
I will say, though, that you had talked about how the writing in 50 Shades is bad.
Oh, it was not very good.
And she said that not all of it has to be bad writing. Of the women in my life that I know that enjoy reading this genre, as I tiptoe, all of the writing is bad.
Oh, I completely disagree with you.
And then you get to the part where it's like,
no, 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 and I completely disagree. Ding dong, is that my handyman? It's got a Kelly in Overland Park. Hi, Kelly. Go ahead, Kelly.
Okay, I got a book for you.
Okay.
I am not into 50 Shades of Grey, any of that bondage crap.
Okay.
But my grandmother in her 80s used to pass books on to me, romance, and the spiciest one she gave me, which is kind of cool, but I still have it, and I've read it at least once or twice a year.
Wait, your grandmother gifted you a romance novel? Okay.
She was 40 years older than me, and I was in my 20s.
Wow.
She gave me a book. You got to write this down.
I don't know that I want to write it down. Can you say, you get me in trouble?
It is such a good romance. It's romance and love, and it's not, well, it's kind of pirate. There might be a little bit of bondage, but not
okay,
really.
Okay.
It is called...
No, don't make me dump you. Don't make me dump you.
No, I'm not going to dump you.
Okay.
It is called A Pirate's Love.
Okay. Okay.
By your aunt.
I'll look it up. Arr.
You really want to wade into these waters today? I mean, we're doing it, I guess.
Oh, the other Long Island Karen, I cannot wait to hear this.
Hello.
I miss you so much, and you have a little free library.
I do.
Do you stock A Pirate's Love in your little free library?
Well, it's funny you should say that, because if you ever see my social media posts, because we have so much. Now, what goes out front into the front yard is mostly 75%, you know, for children. But we do have thousands of books in the garage, and a lot of that is for adults, both fiction and nonfiction.
Right.
And I always say, if you look into something, an author, a genre, you know, feel free to send me a message.
Sure.
And, you know, I'll see what I have. I'll put it on the porch.
Let me know.
Exactly. And the romance novels in general, old and new, always go if I put them out in the morning. And I've been getting, and I didn't even know this was a thing, requests for paranormal romance. To the point where I'm almost going to have to go find some just to see exactly, specifically what that means.
Wait, are they joking because they've seen the Kate McKinnon skit on Saturday Night Live about being abducted by the aliens?
Well, no, because that's brand new. This has been a thing. You know what I mean? This has been a thing for a while.
No, they actually want to read about ghosts.
Oh, my gosh.
It's just I didn't know, you know, I didn't realize that, you know, the romance novels were still just as popular as clearly they are. But there is actually like subgenres now.
OK.
And the one that I get a lot of requests for is paranormal. Is double funny.
I love it. I love it, Long Island Karen, that I could come by your little free library and maybe there's a children's book on the left. Maybe there's like Catcher in the Rye in there. And then to the right,
exactly.
You know, the Pirate's Love. I don't know if we'll have time. Hey, it's good to hear your voice. Be well, my friend.
Same here, babe. Thank you. You too. Bye now.
All right.
So the Royals are in the middle of a doubleheader.
Oh, no. We're going to wrap it up with Tiffany in Kansas City. Hi, Tiffany. Go ahead.
Hi, Dana. I had a story that I thought you might get a kick out of. When I was about 15 years old, my aunt, who was also my godmother, gave me a book that she found at a garage sale.
Yeah.
And I will tell you, the back of the description sounded like a story about sisters and everything like that. And it did not say romance on the spine. Yeah, that's probably the dirtiest book I've read in my entire life to this day.
And you were,
she did not know.
And she just didn't know.
She was giving her,
And
she did not know she was giving her 15-year-old a romance.
Tiffany, thank you for the call. I think that's why in this particular nook that I visited today, it's not a content warning. It just says you need to be aware that this could be what you are buying. And by the way, on that note, every single person my age knows exactly what this book was. We all read Flowers in the Attic growing up and thought that was about kidnapped children, and it was, but...
Amazon making some changes at their grocery stores.
No one at age 13 should have read Flowers in the Attic. We'll move on, Sam. This is so funny.
Something about politics here on Twitter.
586-7798. We have a hoarding case in the stack. 30 cats found at a home of a woman who recently died. We will talk about that. Why can't people who hoard stop hoarding? Someone should write a book about that. We'll talk about it straight ahead on Dana and Parks.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome back.
This is the song that was going through my head during the last two segments.
Holding hands.
Just holding
so
hands.
Excited. Yeah. So good.
Mm-hmm.
All
having
so
a good,
good
time.
Caitlin Clark continues to break records with post-draft fever jersey sales. Does she get a cut of that, by the way, Sam?
I don't know. I'll look into it.
All eyes were on the Iowa women's basketball standout, Caitlin Clark, obviously Monday night. During the draft, she made an instant splash in the league by setting yet another record, this time for jersey sales. Drafted first overall by the Indiana Fever, Clark's number 22 jersey became the fastest selling jersey ever, wait for it, for a draft pick across all sports. I'm going to say that again. It's become the fastest selling jersey ever for a draft pick across all sports.
They get 50% of the
good
profit.
Good. They call it the Caitlin Clark effect. The Fever, who have not made the playoffs since 2016, are of course banking on Clark to help revitalize the team and attract more fans, which 100% will happen. The team has planned extensively for her arrival with 36 of their 40 regular season games scheduled for national broadcast.
And I love to see it. I love what she has brought to women's basketball.
Don't you say but.
I have to ask, how long do you think that this craze is going to last? Because I saw a story last night on Twitter that said, Caitlin Clark sets record. First athlete to wear Prada to any draft.
Yeah.
To which I thought, that's not a record.
Well, no, it's...
Why are we making things up? She has plenty of actual records.
They're not making it up, and I understand what you're saying. What they are saying is that high-end couture, you know, crazy Vogue magazine type bougie designs
yeah.
have never wanted someone to, quote, wear them that isn't on a red carpet in Hollywood. So the fact that Prada outfitted Caitlin Clark for that makes an enormous statement about her power.
I just thought it was weird the way they phrased it. She breaks record wearing Prada.
It,
I'm like,
is
what?
Because Prada or Gucci or none of those people have ever said, man, I'd really like to outfit somebody for the WNBA draft. It's never happened. Not to say that some of those women haven't gone out and purchased something to wear, but no one has ever said we want her to wear Prada, which speaks volumes to her popularity.
So these rabid fan bases that have grown behind the teams that they love so much, whether you're an Iowa fan or a South Carolina fan or an LSU fan, I did see a bit of an op-ed last night talking about how are these fan bases going to collide now that a number of teams share players from these rival teams that were when they were in college.
I think, and we'll see, but I think it's going to draw more people to the Indiana Fever than they have ever seen before.
Oh, absolutely.
But there's another reason she is in the news today. And even the president is weighing in on this. I just saw Katie Couric tweet about it. There is an enormous national conversation today about the gap between Caitlin Clark's WNBA salary, which is paltry, I'm going to be honest, and her male counterparts, and it has drawn some outrage. And I want to talk about this. And I even reached out to my friend Brenda Van Langen, who's on a plane right now and could not call in, but she texted me some of her thoughts, and I'm going to read those here in a minute. She's been an analyst for ESPN for more than 30 years. This is from NBC News, but you can find this anywhere today. College basketball superstar Caitlin Clark is set to soar to new heights in the WNBA, but her rookie contract means she will pocket a fraction of the millions of dollars that her male counterparts have made on the court. Clark is going to earn, and I had to do the math when I saw this number, $338,000 over 4 years. Now, when I first saw $338,000, my first thought was that seems low, but okay, for 1 year? No.
Yeah.
$338,000 over 4 years. Under the 2024 WNBA rookie scale for the draft picks number 1 through 4, it's $76,000 her first year, $78,000 her second year, $85,000 her third year. That is in line with some very recent college graduates who got their degrees in accounting or journalism or, you know, $76,000 for a first year job isn't that unheard of in any number of professions that aren't professional sports, was my first thought. And so here's a comparison. The San Antonio Spurs rookie star, Victor Wembanyama.
Pretty close, yeah. Wembanyama.
Got a $55 million four-year contract, under which he pocketed $12 million in his first season. Now, those rookies might do well. They might not. They might get NIL deals. They might get personal endorsements like from State Farm, like she's doing, or Gatorade. They might not. She will still make a ton of money if she wants on the speaking circuit and doing commercials.
Oh, yeah.
Because she is so bankable.
That's where she's going to get most
of
her money.
Why does the base salary have to be so low? It is a glaring disparity.
Because if it were higher, they couldn't pay it.
I don't know that I agree with that, and here's why.
WNBA last year made $200 million.
Okay, but look this up, Sam. Hoda said this today on the Today Show. They have already sold out the games. We know that she brings the highest ratings we have ever seen in women's basketball. And we know that the ratings and the television contracts are what drives the money, okay?
Yeah.
So, you know, for all of her games to have higher ratings than the World Series, higher than the NBA Finals, and this is quoting here from Hoda, I was like, when is she going to get paid? Because finally you can get a real paycheck. And then I saw that number, 300 and whatever thousand dollars over 4 years, and I thought, this cannot be right. The gap is jarring.
Now, by the way, the WNBA has a contract with ESPN through next year. That contract is abysmal, which is part of the reason why they only make $200 million a year. Hopefully the Caitlin Clark effect will allow that renegotiation to bring a whole lot more money to the league. But currently, the way it sits right now, if they were to pay her and every other rookie out there, because there are rules on how much rookies can be paid, an exorbitant amount of money, they would go bankrupt immediately.
Okay, but here's my question, Sam. I understand that this contract was put in place before Caitlin Clark was ever probably on the radar. This, whatever the WNBA contract...
Long time ago.
Whenever that was negotiated.
Yeah.
Is it not time to renegotiate? And maybe it's not across all teams. Maybe it's not across, you know, 1 through 4 draft picks. Maybe you look at the ratings and you tie the bonuses to the television ratings. I don't know what they do.
But
it
then again,
can't be this bad.
You're going to have a couple of star players who draw the attention who are going to make a lot of money. And then the rest of the teams are going to get what?
But if the star players are bringing in the eyeballs, why not pay the star players higher? Patrick Mahomes makes more than Creed Humphrey.
But that then doesn't accomplish the conversation of closing the pay gap between men and women.
Steph Curry makes more money per game than Caitlin Clark will make in 4 years. I'm going to say that again. Steph Curry will make more money per game than what Caitlin Clark will make in 4 years. Phones are already ringing and it's men calling in. Where are the women? At 913-586-7798. And I'm going to read to you what my friend with ESPN wrote about the pay disparity, because I was trying to get her on. She's at the airport and boarding a flight. She says the NBA rookie offers is low because that's how the WNBA has stayed in this business for 25 years. However, with increased prices for television rights, sponsorships, increased attendance, what is happening right now is there will be more revenue coming in and you will see higher salaries, she says, for WNBA players moving forward. She says it's hilarious that all of a sudden everyone is fighting about the WNBA salaries because of Caitlin Clark, when this has been an issue in the pay disparity realm for years. The NBA was established, by the way, and she posted this on social, in 1946. The WNBA in 1996. She writes, the NBA had a 50-year head start. But more money is being invested in women's sports and women athletes than ever before. Television viewership numbers are on the rise. TV rights packages are increasing and sponsorships are at an all-time high, which means salaries will be rising.
So I've already said a couple of times that the WNBA had a revenue last year of $200 million. Would you like to guess what the NBA had?
What was it?
$10 billion.
With a B.
With a B.
913-586-7798. Why can't they just pay her more?
Because they don't have the money.
Your text, your
call. It's a business.
Yes, they do. They do now.
They will.
Oh, my gosh. Call in now or text. 913-586-7798. You're listening to Dana and Parks. Welcome on back to Dana and Parks as we talk about the kind of collective what that people had when they saw what Caitlin Clark will be making as a rookie with the Indiana Fever.
And then comparing it to Victor Wembanyama is making it.
Not even Sam. Let's not for a second compare it to the men's salary. Let's just compare it to any other college graduate salary. It is, you know, $70,000. Really?
By the way, they made roughly $200 million last year in revenue. That's still netting a loss, by the way. The year before, they only made 60.
I do think she changes the entire conversation.
I agree.
And we do see the numbers go up, and we see the salaries go up. But, let's go to Marianne in Overland Park. Hi, Marianne.
Hi, Dana. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. Go ahead.
Well, this has been going on forever, because when I started playing college basketball 40 years ago, we were lucky if we even got money toward our education.
Yep.
Where you had people, men on, you know, sitting, not even playing, getting full scholarships. So this has continued on. And who I really feel sorry for in this draft are the girls that were drafted with her that got up on stage and said, this is going to change my life. I now have money to support my family. And I'm thinking, you're making hardly, just like you said, what a college graduate would make. That's what's sad. And Caitlin's going to be taking a cut. She should have stayed in college for another year. She would have made millions more
on the money. NIL deals. On the NIL deals, yeah. Marianne, did you hear my interview the other day with Brenda Van Langen with ESPN?
Yeah, I did.
Okay,
yeah,
good. Because I wanted you to check out If Not For Them, because she interviews, that's the documentary, go to ifnotforthem.com. She interviews all of the women who played back in the 1950s and 60s, back when women weren't even allowed to play basketball. And they talk about that, how far we've come where there were no scholarships for decades until Title IX rolled around.
Exactly. And so now I'm like, how many people, this is their first time they probably watched a WNBA draft.
That is correct.
So she will change the way women are getting paid, but I really feel sorry for these girls that were drafted with her, because it's going to take a while for their money to go. And the people that were before her, look how much money they've made. You know,
I also remember, Marianne, this national conversation in the sports world, specifically the women's sports world. And this is not political. Do not make it political. When Brittany Griner, when that issue came up with Brittany Griner, people were saying, well, why did she go over there? And women athletes were saying, because that's where you can make money. You cannot make money doing this here.
Yeah. I knew a friend in high school. She went over to Europe to play. She played for KU. She went over to Europe to play because she made more money over there.
Well, it is my hope that that changes and that Caitlin does move the needle for women who come after her. And we'll all be saying in 20 years, gosh, do you remember way back in 2024 when she was drafted making $70,000 a year? Let's go to Kyle in Overland Park. Hi, Kyle.
Hey, these things take time. If you go back and you look in 1972 at the average NBA player salary, the average NBA player 50 years ago was making $90,000.
Okay.
And so look, as you said earlier, 50 year head start, right? So we should be looking at this as being somewhat pretty close to on par with where the NBA players were at in 1972. There's a reason why they can't make more money right now, and it's quite frankly the fact that they're losing about $10 million per year. They're subsidized by the NBA, and they are currently in the process of trying to move and go independent, and they're trying to get that contract renewed with ESPN for additional funds. It takes game-changing athletes like Caitlin Clark to get things like that done. In the 70s, it was Dr. J. In the 80s, you know, it was Bird and Magic and all of those guys. And Jordan came in the late 80s. Those athletes had to come to change that landscape for the NBA. There was a time in the mid-50s and 60s where they were even considering potentially folding up shop for the NBA, much the same way that in like 2017 and 2015, they were talking about potentially having to fold up shop with the WNBA because there wasn't enough money going around. So we have to be patient. We have to understand this is not about gender. This is about market. And if we understand that, they have to have time to build that fan base. And they just got themselves a generational talent in Caitlin Clark that's going to do a whole lot to change that culture and to bring eyes to the game. And it's going to do a lot of really good things moving forward. But she's kind of in the position of being that mid-70s Dr. J that comes over and that changes that position. So we just need to be patient and understand that these things take time.
Kyle, I love the call. It was a great call. Thank you for it. I have made the comparison with Tiger Woods, that there was never a $1 million purse in any PGA event.
Look even further back.
Until Tiger Woods came onto the scene. And even Phil Mickelson, who used to hate him when they first competed against one another, would say now, he changed the salaries and the money for all of this, whether you got along with him or not in the beginning.
You can go all the way back to Arnold Palmer. I went down a rabbit hole the other day reading about Arnold Palmer and all that he did for the golf world. He made less in his entire career as a golfer than the last place finisher at the Masters.
It doesn't surprise me. And now look at the purses today.
And he
look
got
at the
out
purses
of golf
today
because he wanted to go and advocate for golfers.
913-586-7798. While you are listening to Dana and Parks on the company that we love, we have friends in this town mourning the loss of a colleague across the street. And we will talk about the death of Slacker today, who was so important to so many people over decades on the air. here in Kansas City. And we'll chat about that straight ahead. I know it's a sad day for our colleagues across the street. We are thinking of you today. Our love, peace, and good thoughts to Slacker, his family, and everyone who loved and knew him. We'll talk about it straight ahead.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.